Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM morning show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Happy Friday. It's Avery and Reader hanging out with you. And I just got to say thank you to Reader for picking me up this morning because my doors on my car were frozen and I think my battery is also frozen as well.
That's the first time I've really heard of the doors being frozen shut.
Oh, and I was yanking on them all morning and I just couldn't open them. And I tried.
Really?
I tried pouring warm water on it and then I looked it up after. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, no, that it's like the same reason, you know, they flood a rink with hot water usually. It fills in all the cracks and freezes right up.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be calling a tow truck or something later on this afternoon to get me back in my car.
Good
and
luck to you anyway.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But a ton of snow came down over the last couple of days. I know I spent a lot of my day yesterday shoveling my deck, which was a long, long process.
Yeah, I didn't do any shoveling. I live in an apartment downtown, so I don't have a yard or a driveway to shovel off, and I don't look after the sidewalk. But coming outside this morning, the plows have already been out and about right in Yorkton anyway, and I'm assuming in a lot of other places, highways, and a lot of other communities as well. Shout out to all those hardworking crews out there running the plows, running the trucks, carrying the snow everywhere to get things moving again.
Reader wanted to be a race car driver. Now he tries not to crash and burn when on the mic.
No.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hope this morning is not a precursor of things to come throughout this winter, because my car, the doors are frozen, the battery could potentially be dead because it wouldn't fire up. I think it might be my remote start being on park mode. I do believe that might be it.
Oh, really?
It doesn't fire up, so I might have to just fidget around with it, and it might fire up later on today.
See, I am my remote starter.
You are.
If I want my car to start, I have to physically go out and do it.
See, I couldn't even get in my car to do that this morning, which was the frustrating part. Like, I couldn't even force it to turn over.
You have no key lock on your doors?
I do, but it was just frozen. That's the thing. It wouldn't let me in, and I tried doing that, but it wouldn't do anything. So today we're wondering, when do you plug in your vehicle? At what point do you have to plug in your vehicle? Terry Hayes already sent us a comment saying at minus 15 and below. That's a pretty darn good temperature.
Yeah, once it starts getting colder, I'll plug it in. I don't often plug in. My building doesn't have a parking lot with like electric spots or anything, so I park actually in the city lot at the end of my block. I buy a parking pass and I park there, so there's no plug-ins there. But so about the only time that my car gets plugged in here in Yorkton is when I come to work in the morning and I can park up against the building and plug in there. But it has to be a lot colder than what it is now.
Yeah, I guess like minus 40 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe into the minus 20s, minus 30s, then I'll plug it in.
Yeah. So everyone's a little different. Depends on what vehicle you got.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, on Wednesday, we had a great talk with Donna Martin, who is the executive director of the Community Foundation of Swan Valley. And Endow Manitoba is having their giving challenge going on, and we had a great conversation with Donna.
Yes, and it's a very good opportunity to be able to give to your community and help support initiatives throughout the community. Between the 15th and 21st of November, you can give to the CFSV, and your $5 gift will become $7 thanks to stretch funding from both the Winnipeg Foundation and the Manitoba government. So that's one way that your gifted to help support community initiatives will be expanded and grown.
Of course, and then in conjunction with this, the Swan Valley Stampeders and the Dauphin Kings are going to be having a heck of a game on November 19th, and they're going to be having a little bit of a competition to see who can raise the most money.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There will be a table set up in the lobby during the game, or you can donate remotely, and all donations made that day will count toward the giving challenge.
Of course, you can give Donna Martin a call at 204-734-9129 if you need more details. And you can also visit the events page at foxfmonline.ca.
Fox FM's Avery tries to sneak up on Reader in ski pants or corduroys.
What are you doing?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
The Highway 10 rivalry is being renewed tonight between the Yorkton Terriers and the Melville Millionaires.
Yes, it's always fun when those two teams get together, and I'm sure tonight will be no different. They hit the ice tonight out at Horizon Credit Union Center in Melville. 7 p.m. is the face-off, and yeah, it should be a fun little showdown.
Now, I've been to a Terrier game so far. I have yet to be at a Terrier Millionaires game.
Ah.
So I'm hoping that I can get to one at some point this year.
The great thing about the Yorkton Melville games is you get fans from both ends traveling to the other team's barn because they're so close together, you know, so you always get lots of representation from both teams, and of course, you get a lot of noise coming from either side, and the spirits get high, and usually that translates onto the ice too, and there's lots of good stuff happening on the ice. So,
and makes for good attendance,
yeah,
no matter which rink the game's taking place. And also, as we look at the MJHL, the Swan Valley Stampeders are going to be heading to Dauphin, and they're going to be playing at Credit Union Place.
Taking on the Kings, face-off time, 7:30.
CFGWFM.
In Musiman, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Dua Lipa with Love Again here on Fox FM at 7:03. Good morning. It's Avery and Reader joining you here. And today we're wondering, at what point do you plug in your vehicle? Everyone's vehicle is different, of course. Sometimes if it's not even that cold, you might have to plug in your vehicle, or sometimes you might have to wait till it's like minus 30.
Yeah, I don't know. I usually wait until it's well into the double digits, probably either the, you know, the low teens or into the 20s before I start plugging mine in. But a few people have chimed in here. Terry said minus 15 and below. She'll plug in. Meanwhile, Jennifer said when the garage temperature is minus 20 or lower, she said her block heater won't kick in until minus 18.
Some newer vehicles do that, hey, where they won't actually kick in until a certain point.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a new feature. Megan Vadress also said minus 20, where Mike said minus 30 or colder. Hey, yeah. Some vehicles can handle it, some vehicles can't, so...
Either way, yeah, it's always good to give the chariot a little TLC.
For sure. I just know that I'm pretty mad at my vehicle, and why I didn't plug it in last night, I don't know. So thank you for coming to pick me up, Reader.
No problem.
Reader's hair is more salt than pepper now, which is tough since he has to watch his blood pressure.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, earlier on this week, it was a big few days for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation, as they had quite a bit of money raised for them during the Radiothon. Hey, Reader.
Yes, indeed. Tuesday and Wednesday, of course, you heard all about it. We were talking with families, medical professionals, and sponsors and everything, as we were looking to raise money for three specific areas: to improve epilepsy services, to expand the provincial pediatric trauma care program, and to expand capacity in the neonatal intensive care unit. And thanks to all of you guys listening and everyone who teamed up to help donate and help make the radio station happen, we set a record this year, $888,961 raised, which is just unreal. And I said it on Wednesday, and I'll say it again, you know, thank you all so much. It just makes you feel good to see that kind of support. When I was speaking with Bryn Boback Lane, the president and CEO of the Hospital Foundation, I said it's getting cold outside, but the warm hearts of Saskatchewan come through again.
Yeah, if only the warm hearts could melt the snow, man. Like, my goodness. But yeah, you never know when you're going to need a hospital like that, right? I just had a friend here who's actually from Balcarres, had a baby, and they needed the NICU. So yeah, I'm sure that everyone is pretty jacked up to see this amount of money raised.
Yeah, in an ideal world, you know, there wouldn't be a need for a children's hospital like this, but the reality is it is so important that we have these services in place, and with the money that we raise through the Radiothon, we will help continue to improve and expand all those services to help kids and families from all across Saskatchewan.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
If you spent your day shoveling snow yesterday, you may be as sore as I am. My back is really starting to settle in, and it's like, I need some darn Advil.
Everything is stiff now, eh?
Oh, man, it's annoying. But, like, I have a really big deck that stretches across the entire side of the house, and I really have to scrape down to the bottom of the boards and get around the trees, and I just made a pile around the trees. I was like, ah, this will be water for you guys eventually when the snow does melt, so you guys take it.
Yeah, and speaking of some snowy and wintry conditions, as far as some of the roads go, the number one from about Broadview right to the Manitoba border closed right now with icy and slippery sections as well. You know, some snowy sections, and just be careful in and around on 83 around Swan River in that area. And as far as the number 16, just some kind of regular winter conditions, maybe some icy sections and that. So just be careful if you're out on the road.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader are busy helping each other out with their fantasy football teams.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Christmas season is here.
Yeah, it's feeling already more like that with the snow on the ground now. It just, there's something in the air. And of course, we're a little over a month away from Christmas, so it's a good time to start getting on that shopping.
Exactly. And one place that you can get on that shopping is the Christmas Craft and Trade Show going on in Springside.
Yeah, it's coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Springside Resource Center. There's going to be a whole bunch of different gift ideas available from local vendors. So, you know, maybe you're looking for something, you know, maybe a little more non-traditional or something, you know, you never know what you might find, but I bet that there will be a lot of very cool items up for purchase out in Springside. So yeah, 10 to 3, go check it out.
I'm actually going to be passing through Springside today. Unfortunately, I won't be making my way back tomorrow, so I won't be able to stop through. Darn it.
Hey, you there!
Sometimes we have things on our Facebook page for a limited time only.
Our boss takes it down.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Now we're going to play the generation game once again. So the first two times, I should say, you asked me what something was and I had to guess what it was.
Yeah.
I only got maybe a few right. Yet the last time we did it, last week, you got a couple right, I do believe, out of the three that I asked you.
At least one for three, if I can remember that.
Yeah, for sure. So this time what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you what a certain word means, but you got to guess what it is.
Okay, I will do my best.
All right, so this is a game where your main goal is to build stuff, collect resources, and kill a dragon to win.
Boy.
Maybe the...
Fortnite?
No, not Fortnite. Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Minecraft?
I know of it.
Yes.
But I know nothing about Minecraft.
Okay, okay. So, like, see, if I had said Minecraft, you would have immediately said it's a video game, right?
Yes.
So, me telling you what it is makes sense. Okay, okay. So, people slide into these to hit on other people.
DMs.
Yes. Okay, so okay. You got that.
I know that one, yeah.
People say this when something is awesome. For example, this party is blank.
Sick.
Lit.
Oh, it's lit. Okay.
Yeah. Lit.
I did know that word, but yeah. It just wasn't the first one that sprung to mind.
Yeah. I don't know if sick is a now generational type thing or a past generational
I don't even
type
know thing anymore.
Maybe it's stuck in between. Who knows?
Oh, boy. I will say, too, I haven't just inadvertently slid into DMs. That's not what I do. Just in case people were wondering, not my thing.
In a world of hot takes, Reader's got a scorcher. French toast, vastly overrated.
How could you?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You are a true Canadian if you stand out in the cold weather like this and grill still. Like,
yeah,
it's just the weather is just a nuisance. You can still get out there and fire up the grill.
Just a pest. All you got to do is wave it away. But if you want to upgrade your grill potentially rolling through this winter and into the summer, we got the Smoke and Smoker giveaway going getting underway, and RCM Outdoors is part of that as it's starting up tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. You'll have the chance to win a brand new Green Mountain Grill smoker and a meat package. You got all the best grillables to get you going. Oh, man. And the only way you can enter is to see the smoker wherever it is. We'll have it out and about over the next few months in a lot of different places. And wherever you see it, there will be a code with it that you can text in to our text line 306-783-3699, and each week we will take a qualifier and enter them to win, and they'll be invited to an exclusive party with a barbecue being served at RCM Outdoors.
If you want to go enter that code in, we're going to be at RCM Outdoors tomorrow. Go check it out.
Avery and Reader are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Beautiful Mistakes, one of those was me not plugging in my car this morning. And you had to come get me as a result of that.
That's right. It's a good thing I got myself out of bed a little bit earlier this morning.
Yeah, I was kind of worried. I was like, I wonder if he's up yet so that he can get to my place and then make it to the station.
Well, I gave myself a little extra time because I'm thinking, oh, I really don't want to have to scrape, but just in case I did have to, I thought, okay, I'll give myself a few extra minutes. Then I walked outside. No need to scrape anyway. Oh, so it was nice. Awesome. So then, yeah, I just whipped on over. And fortunately, you know, the streets are in the process of being cleared. So I didn't encounter too much snow until I got on to the street where you live. Yeah. And it's a little snowier there, but that'll be cleared out in no time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks to the people out there that are clearing out the streets. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone's probably been busy shoveling decks, their driveways, backyards. I heard a few snow plows going yesterday afternoon, which is always a busy time during this time of year. But today we're wondering, at what point do you plug in your vehicle? Is there a certain temperature, or maybe it's a specific time of the year that you do it? We had Gina say whenever it's cold outside. So Gina, I'd imagine that your vehicle's plugged in already.
You can't beat that logic. Nope. That's for sure. Scott said when my gas gauge light comes on. I'm not sure how the gas gauge and the battery are related, but maybe if you drive an electric vehicle, is there a light that comes on when it needs a charge?
I do wonder if Scott must drive an electric vehicle. So yeah, that's probably what it is. And then Brenda says at night, hey, I think that's how I do it. And then Charlie said whenever it's minus 10, so I'd imagine Charlie is not too far off from plugging their vehicle.
For sure.
But yeah, shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. At what point do you plug in your vehicle?
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.